From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. A possible silver lining of the coronavirus pandemic is that more people are getting outside and exercising. But if you're looking to try a new activity, finding the right gear could be a challenge. Throughout Birmingham, demand has surged for items like bicycles, and outdoor shops are struggling to keep up. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Springtime is always busy at local bike shop Cahaba Cycles. Owner Ferris Malky says once the weather changes, people dust off their bikes or go look for new ones. This year, the pandemic hit right around that time.
So we always get a really big rush anyway. And then coupled that with, you know, the lockdown, it was chaos, really.
Malky says they were overwhelmed with customers coming in for repairs and shopping for bicycles. He says the store couldn't keep up.
And then we really just completely ran out of product. And it was not just new bikes, but it was, you know, bicycle parts, shifters and wheels and tires, tubes. I mean, just things that you always take for granted. Like, of course we have tubes. We're a bike shop, right? It's like a grocery store running out of milk, you know.
Malky says the shortage was twofold. There was a huge surge in demand, which wiped out inventory. At the same time, global factories shut down for weeks or months, so they weren't making new products. When they did reopen, there was a backlog, and there still is.
The whole bike industry was going through the same thing.
That's Olivia Hart. She's the director of Redemptive Cycles, a nonprofit bike shop in Birmingham. Hart says during the pandemic, they've gotten a lot of new customers.
People looking for just to get a little bit of exercise, to go out and ride bikes with their family and get out of the house because everyone was, you know, in lockdown and feeling a bit of cabin fever.
People are getting out for other activities too. John Knuckles has worked at Alabama Outdoors for more than 25 years. He says in recent months, business has increased.
What we've seen here is a lot more people are out hiking and camping, car camping, backpacking, day hiking.
It's the same at Mountain High Outfitters, which has stores throughout the Southeast. Hunter Graham oversees operations.
Not only have we seen just a renewed interest in some of the hiking gear, but also people starting to kind of segue into activities that they hadn't tried before.
He says some of the top sellers have been stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, and of course, bikes.
Yeah, it is a nice bike.
At Cahaba Cycles, the surge has slowed down some, but demand is still high. On a recent Tuesday, customer Rich Yokley is there for a tune-up.
We brought our bike in because it's in need of some repair, and right now this is a great thing to do with all that's going on.
Many bikes and parts are still sold out, but the shop is trying to order ahead. Owner Ferris Malky says they're even getting a warehouse to store all the bikes that should arrive in coming months. Malky says it's been great to see more people out riding, and he hopes they keep it up.
I think it would be naive to say, well, all these people are going to continue to ride their bikes every day like they are. But we do believe that there's a heavy percentage of people who have made lifestyle changes.
He says the next step is to push for more bike lanes and trails across Birmingham to give people more options to get outside and use their bikes. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.